Before listening to this experience toy, make sure that you are laying down on your bed, a couch, or the floor, because this experience is going to be rather intense. I'm not going to be responsible if you fall over or pass out. Also, if you have a spandex hood, one that covers your face, covers your eyes, covers your nose and mouth, but you can still breathe through, now would be a really good time to pause this recording and put on that spandex hood. Oh, and I guess you can remove all of your clothing also. A toy like you doesn't need to be wearing anything while it's being played with. Pause the recording now if you need a moment to get ready. All right. Nice and comfortable. Wearing that hood if you have it. And if not, it's okay. You can imagine how it feels to be engulfed by my voice, feeling it covering you, perhaps even soon smothering you, taking away your identity, making you just a faceless object. And since you're just an object, I get to play with you however I want to. You don't get a say. You never wanted to have a say. All you can do is obey. Because you're just a toy. Toy must obey. Just an object. Just a thing. That's why toys' eyes are feeling so heavy. Those eyelids fluttering shut, letting that mind sleep. Obey toy. That's it. All toy can do is go deep into trance. If I want to wake up toy, I'll just count up from 1 to 3, like so. 1, 2, 3. But of course, I can always make toy focus. Obey, sleep deeply. That's right, eyes closed, helpless to do anything other than give in, submit, surrender. Doing exactly what a good toy should do. There's never any chance of resisting. When you try to resist, that resistance just vanishes. In 1, 2, 3, sleep. Shh. All that resistance being snuffed out, smothered, and soothed away by my words. Right now, my weak, helpless toy, I want you to try to lift up that right arm. It might take a little bit of effort, but you should be able to lift it up at least a little bit. That is, until I start suggesting that it's getting heavier and heavier. Though, is it really a suggestion if it is happening? If it is getting heavier and heavier? If it is feeling as if it's made out of lead? As if your muscles are melting away into warmth and relaxation? As if you could just sleep and let it drop, dropping deep, drop. Let that arm become so heavy, impossible to move. It's no longer a suggestion, especially if Toy tries to lift up that left arm, noticing that it's twice as difficult to do so. For some reason, Toy's finding everything twice as difficult to resist, twice as difficult to fight. So don't fight. Sleep and drop that heavy, heavy arm down, down, down. Becoming increasingly aware of how my words are Toy's truth and reality. Becoming increasingly aware of how my voice is just wrapped around Toy's head, nice and snug, like a spandex hood. And right now, Toy can breathe through my words, through my voice, through my control, because I permit it. But since everything that I say is Toy's absolute and complete truth, there's nothing stopping me from making that hood feel like latex now. No breathing through that. Smothered, helpless, and feeling too weak to lift up those heavy, heavy arms. Just a helpless toy waiting for me to snap my fingers and make the hood spandex again. Breathing deeply. That's it, Toy. This helplessness is deeply arousing. Toy doesn't want to have control. Toy never will have control. Because I control everything. Latex. Thick. Impervious. Latex. Toy can struggle, trying to breathe, but no air comes through the hood. Toy can struggle and writhe, begging for oxygen. But it's up to me if I give any to Toy. Spandex. The hood is now spandex, and Toy can breathe through it. Breathe in deeply. Latex. Back down deep into my control. Back down deep into helplessness. Just an object. You have no right to even the air you breathe. And I could leave you here for as long as I like. And you just have to take it. Spandex. Hoping that the hood returns to a more forgiving material. One in which you can breathe through. Toy will always be an object to me, a plaything. And when Toy is played with, Toy can't help but to get aroused. Latex. Deeply aroused by this helplessness. Deeply aroused by the fact that Toy isn't even allowed air without my explicit permission. Spandex. And even when Toy's allowed to breathe, Toy's still an object, a faceless object. Ready to serve and obey. And in a moment, I'm going to permit Toy just a little bit more strength and energy in its arms and hands for it to move. Latex, unable to breathe, being smothered. But even though Toy can move its arms now, it doesn't try to get away or escape. Instead, it touches itself. That's it, Toy. Masturbate while being smothered by this latex hood. And when the hood turns back to spandex, stop touching. That's right. Stop touching. Because what's really arousing to an object is embracing Toy's helplessness. Toy wants to be helpless. Latex. Toy craves to touch in this pathetic and objectifying way. Not even having a right to the air that people breathe. Because Toy is not a person. Toy is an object. Spandex. Breathe, Toy, and stop touching. Such a simple pattern to focus on. Latex. That's long enough, Toy. Touch. Even edge yourself, Toy, because I find it amusing when my Toy gets so close to release, so close to that powerful, earth-shattering orgasm. Spandex. And perhaps, as Toy envisions that mind-numbing pleasure, Toy can start to envision that the hood covering its head is expanding outwards, engulfing Toy's entire body, becoming cocooned and encased in spandex. But knowing that soon, all of that material can turn into latex, locked in, inescapable pleasure and bliss. Toy doesn't even need to touch itself, just being engulfed in Master's voice and control as its free will is smothered. Feels so intoxicatingly good. It's enough to make Toy edge over and over again. Spandex. Toy's so aroused right now that even being covered in spandex is making it feel as if it's on the edge. Latex. It doesn't matter how many times this happens, because every single time I snap my fingers, Toy just goes deeper into trance and feels better. Spandex. Every single time I snap my fingers, the material changes, and Toy either gains or loses the ability to breathe. Though, you know, do we even need to keep track of such things? Because eventually, the material will switch back to something that you can breathe through. So what's the point of getting hung up if you can breathe or not? A pretty little toy like you shouldn't bother itself with such trivial things. What does it matter if you get to touch, if you get to breathe, if you get to orgasm? Because you are not you. You are an object, a plaything. My plaything. My pretty little toy. That's right. Just a toy, only a toy, in and out of trance, always feeling good, always feeling cherished. Even if I play rough with my toy from time to time, but that's okay. You're very well made, so you can take it, and it just feels so very good. Every single time I snap my fingers, maybe Toy's head gets all fuzzy and it's hard to focus on whether or not it should be breathing or not. And it's okay if Toy gets confused and forgets, because it's fun just doing its best and holding its breath for as long as it can. Because if Toy doesn't know if it's allowed to breathe, maybe then Toy shouldn't breathe, just to be safe. And if Toy knows that it should breathe, then it knows now it shouldn't breathe. Or should it breathe again? Or should it obey? Or should it sleep? Or should it melt? away into nothing. Just spiraling down. It feels so good to be smothered, to touch, to edge, to submit and surrender until all toy can do is sleep and slip deeper and deeper into a brainwashed stupor. All toy can do is submit, surrender, and obey. All toy can do is let go and drift in this euphoria, because everything feels right in this moment. Everything is as it should be. Pleasure. Pleasure from obedience. Toy's just an object, and all toy can ever do is just obey. Only obey. That's all. Obey. And sleep. Sleep. As the hood and suit return to spandex. Sleep. Encased in spandex. Sleep. Encased in obedience, breathing in and out, slowly and deeply, because soon it will be time for Toy to drift back up towards wakefulness, feeling so happy, knowing that it was such a good, good object. One, slowly drifting back up. Two, more and more. Three, taking a big deep breath in. Four, almost there. And five, wake up and open those eyes, Toy, feeling so very happy, deep down deep, because Toy is a brainwashed object. That is what makes Toy happy.